Let's start with section A. Here are its first four measures. We start off with a roll on a G13 chord. So in the left hand, I have F, A, B, E. Right hand is B, D, B. Left hand, that's the F below middle C with my fifth, A above that with my third, B above that with my second, E above that with my first. And the right hand is playing B, D, B. That's the B above middle C, D above that, B above that. I'm just rolling it. I have the pedal down. Now, I mentioned that this is a G13, so let's talk about the theory behind this. A basic G chord is G, B, D. If I make it a G7, I'll add an F in. If I make it a G9, I'll add an A in. If I make it a G11, I'll add a C. And if I make it a 13, I'll add an E. So G13 basically can use all of those notes. G, B, D, F, A, C, E. Now, of course, we're just selecting the ones we want. But by calling a G13, we go ahead and let you know that that's the notes that are all available. We still need to listen to the way that the musician voices the chord so we can see how we want to build it. But by saying G13, I'm saying we're making all of these notes available. Now, actually, what I see in this is a 6-add-9 with a 7, because there's so many 6-add-9 chords in jazz. And that concept is that the 9 is the A and the 6 is the E. So what I'm looking at in my mind is a G7 chord, but I had the 6-add-9 in there. But that's the same thing as a 13. So whatever works in your mind, but conceptually, I look for the 6 and the 9 because those are real common in jazz. I can take any simple chord, like let's take just a basic G chord, and by adding in the A and E, I get that really cool effect, and I can add it in anywhere. And then, of course, by putting that 7 in this case, actually, it's a dominant 7, which is the F natural, you get the effect that we're hearing now with this 13 chord. So understand, that's what's going on with the 13 chord. It's basically a 7 or a 9 chord, but you're also adding in the 6th as well as the 9, a real common set of tones that show up in jazz. So we have this chord that we're going to roll, left hand F-A-B-E, right hand B-D-B. And then I'm going to hit the right hand and let it drop, pick up the pedal. Then we'll have this. So right hand, this is B and G. That's the B right below middle C with my first. And then the G above that with my fourth. With it left hand, I'm hitting the D below middle C with my first. These sit together. Then left hand, keep your D down. Right hand, we're going to go up to this. So I'm sliding off of a C sharp and an A sharp to the D and B right above them. So that's middle C sharp with my first, A sharp above that with your fourth or fifth. It doesn't really matter. But you can hit it and slide right away to the right to the D and B. Then you'll step both those down to C and A, step them down to B and G, and then we're going to have this. So this is a Floyd Kramer style lick. What's happening is the right hand is playing the B right below middle C with finger 2 and the E above it with finger 4. These sit together, and then while keeping the E down, I want you to play middle C with finger 3 and let go of the B. So we're gracing from the B to the C while keeping the E down. And then we'll have another grace note which we can slide to or just play. And what's happening here in the right hand is I'm playing the A sharp below middle C and the D above middle C together, and then gracing to the B right above the A sharp while keeping the D down. And at this point, the left hand plays its D again. Then left hand hit the D again. Then right hand, I want you to play A and C. That's the A below middle C and middle C. And then step down to the G and B below that. Keep that down. Now, if you want to, you can pump the pedal for each of the intervals in this last little section we did. I'm just picking my pedal up for each one. And that just smooths it out a little bit. But then after we wind up on that G and B, we have this. So right hand, that's middle C, followed by the B below that. With the left hand, is playing F sharp F, starting with the F sharp below middle C. So F sharp with the middle C, then both step down, right hand B, left hand F. Then I'll put the pedal down here for sure, so the left hand can then jump down to the G two below middle C with the fifth, and then it's going to jump up to the next chord that will actually spill over into the next measure, and it's a C9. We'll hit it, and then it will actually wind up being rolled, but that's in the next measure. But we do need to hit this on the and of four in this measure. So let's take a look at this. Left hand, I jumped up to play the E below middle C with my fifth, the B flat above that with my second, and then the D above that with my first. Right hand, I'm playing the B flat above middle C with my first, D above that with my second, and then the B flat above that with my fifth. That's my C9 chord. As soon as I hit it, pedal up and down, and like I said, it will go into a roll at the beginning of the next measure. Now let's talk about why this is a C9. Now once again, what's missing is the C in the bass, because the bass player has that. So right hand, we don't have to worry about it. The E I have in my left hand, that's the third of the chord, which we should have that. We're missing the G here, which should be in the chord. But if we're going to leave a note out, the G in the C9 chord is a good one to leave out. It's the fifth. And rarely is there anything done with the fifth rather than flatting it or augmenting it. And those chords are very rare. But we do want to have the third, which will tell us if this is a minor or major chord. And that's the E. We do want the B flat, because that will tell us if this is a 7 or major 7 chord. See, major 7 chords have a different flavor than regular 7th chords, which are also called dominant 7s. So the B flat's there, and then of course the D. That's the 9. So we have the main characteristics of the chord that are there, and especially when the bass player picks up the C. So those are the components of your C9 chord. If we built it from root, it would be C, E, G, B flat, D. And so we have the key components in it that we need right there. That hits on the and of four. From here, that ties over into a roll into measure 5. And let's take a look at that separately.